Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blockstats Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Welcome to today's show. And we're actually going to be filling one of our New Year's resolutions today. Rex, what are we going to be doing today?
Today is a very exciting day. We are going to do a live gameplay of Doors.
Oh, yeah. It is going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, let's just get into today's episode. Okay, so, we are going to be giving you this experience completely raw, so... no cuts, no anything.
Right. Just straight going for it.
So, on my new account, I'm joining the, Mav My Boy Pretzel Man account. Be sure, don't think that there's someone impersonating me on the group. It actually is me. I've been working on transferring ownership. And if you've been online recently, you'll notice that Rex has joined. He has changed his character, and so have I. To pretty cool stuff. So yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So now I say we just hop into an elevator for two. This one should be good. Alright. It's so much fun because recently I've been regaining all of my badges, so it's kind of been fun to walk around the lobby, having like Rock Bottom and meet Jack and all of that stuff. Add all my 11 deaths.
Yeah. Hopefully there can be.
Let's just get started. Real quick, do you have the error badge?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's an easy way to get it. Like first door. So if you crouch here, behind here.
And then you get.
Yep. So this is the way that like a lot of people use to get the shears. So then you kind of climb up onto there. Through here and drop down on here.
Right.
Walk out and there you go. That's how I got glitch. That's how I got the error badge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Real quick, I do kind of want to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
all of the key holders there are on the key thing.
Right.
Know why, but he is. So.
I was hoping there would be, like, what? Hang on. Oh, my graphics are really low.
Door 3. Oh.
Okay.
Moving on.
Sorry if you guys hear sniffles. I don't know what I have, but, it's probably just a cold.
He's diseased.
I'm allergic to entities, guys. Don't blame me. No. You know, recently I've been doing a lot of runs with the herb of Viridis. So I think I might be allergic to it, perhaps.
Hey, Dorn.
Okay. So I say we probably need to get at least like 300 coins to get ourselves that skeleton key.
Right.
Okay. I got the lever. And I can definitely see why this game won the best new experience. I mean, look at all this crazy detail that they put into making dozens of different room variations.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know how they created all of this stuff.
I don't know. And if you guys do not know what we're talking about, go watch our latest video.
Right. or podcast. Yeah.
Yes, episode I meant.
Okay.
The drawer.
Yeah, that's always disappointing when it's just a drawer. It seems like starting out, whenever you get those rooms that are like guaranteed loot kind of thing, they never have loot. Right. So maybe like loot just starts spawning after rush first comes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, it's possible.
Which should be right about now? Or late rush, apparently.
Oh, actually, wait. Let's see. Ooh, 15. I'm gonna guess that next door we can. Oh,
there we go.
Oh, okay. So here we can kind of just chill out. I think. Oh. Oh wait, no. No, 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 no. So I nearly made a really big mistake. I came off into a side room. That was the room that led to the door. And I would have died.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, like, wait, he's going to come through there.
I made a mistake, too. I my sound completely off.
Oh, okay. Man. Okay, well, let's just join a new lobby.
Did you die?
Wait, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Gosh. I thought you said you died, so.
Oh, I just said I made a mistake.
Wow, okay. Well, apologies for that, guys.
I'm mad. Jeez, I'm better than you.
Okay.
A guiding light should. Sure.
Okay, so now let's just take this from the top.
Where are you?
I just joined the lobby.
Oh, you died?
I didn't die. Remember, I left because I thought you died.
Got it. Then, yeah, let's take top.
Alright, maybe we should just kind of speed run this next part.
Yeah.
So, we know we need at least, like, 300 coins. I'm gonna grab a flashlight. Oh, over here. Whee! Ooh, what is happening? Oh, okay. There we go. It was glitching out big time for me. I don't know whether or not that's a good sign. Okay. All right, that was pretty quick. Okay.
Ooh, what?
Down into the basement to grab the lever, and I think it's inside the vent. So, starting again, this is actually one of my favorite types of rooms because if you look at the amount of detail on the roof, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
and beautiful.
So,
rooms. I nearly beat that earlier. I'm super disappointed about that. It's really bummer. I was gonna say, like, wait, was that Duke? Hang on.
Is it?
There is, maybe a chest up here? Nope, just a wardrobe.
Ugh.
And see, I don't get why they have those wardrobes, like, off to the side of the rooms. Mm-hmm. Because you can already just hide in those closets.
Right.
I think this may have just been exclusively old update, but you used to be able to, like, go down a side hallway where an entity wouldn't be coming, like, crouch down and it wouldn't come. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just found a battery. That's nice.
Okay. Okay.
Alright, over here. Alright. Perfectly mastered that. Oh, I was going backwards. Oops. Okay. Now, the question is, do you remember what door we were on?
Well, we just opened 10, and then 11, and 12. I'm going to guess 14?
It's 15. I hear the growling.
Oh.
Useful tip, guys. Listen up. If there are two doors in a room, go to the side of the wall. And just listen for a low rumbling noise. Oh, okay. Do you want to hear a funny story?
What?
So last night, I kind of got bored, and I was on the Doors Wiki on my laptop. So here's what I decided to do. So what I did was I went on the Doors Wiki, and I downloaded the room's ambient sound. So if you guys haven't heard that, it's super mysterious. And once you've been, like, sitting in a locker for, like, 5 minutes nonstop, you start to hear this thing. And, it's pretty cool. So I just have it downloaded onto my laptop with my Doors background. That's really fun. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, Screech. Nobody likes him. Okay, it's a basement. Okay, from the old doors, which room do you miss the most?
Ooh, that's a good question. I got it.
Okay. So what always happens to me in the large basement is my sense of direction kind of gets messed up because, as you probably know, oh, wait, do you have a lighter? Okay. As you probably know, your sense of direction kind of gets messed up. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. That was our good old friend, Timothy. So as you probably know, your sense of direction will tend to get messed up, and I would always, like, go backwards, briefly. Okay. Because you can crawl through that vent and get into the other room. Okay. Let's do this.
Too slow, Rush.
Okay, so the next door is 26.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the door right here. Another useful trick, guys. If Rush is coming and you're in a room with Dupe, wait exactly until you hear his roar getting the loudest, and then trigger Dupe. It takes away some of your health, but I'd say it's worth it.
Yeah, because it blocks you from Rush.
Right, because once you're in a cutscene, Rush can't get you. So,
first, yeah. Guys.
Okay, we're gonna go here and here and line myself up. So, we're gonna try and trigger Seek with me standing on him as me Seek. Oh, look, the two Seeks rise.
It's like you're commanding him, it's really cool.
Okay. Oh man, I love this. Hot, with ya. Seek is like the wannabe cousin.
Okay. Ooh, there's a big thing of gold.
Woo! Ooh, and vitaminables.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, because I already have a vitaminable. So, I'm thinking of when would be a good time to use that.
Another good there was another good tip I was going to give you guys, but now I don't remember. We're almost about 10 minutes into the run. 43, which is... It's...
Yeah, 10 minutes into the run, and we're almost at door 50. Which means this is going to be a pretty long episode, guys. Okay. I feel like now is the appropriate time to use my flashlight. Okay, that's dupe. That's dupe. And that's the correct way. I tend not to use my flashlights very much in the game. Just because I find that saving them from greenhouse is always a good idea. Though, I have been using it more and more just because I'm trying to get in that habit to, like, not conserve stuff. Because you always end up having extra at the end, so. You know, we should, like, start a petition called It's Not Stop Food Waste, it's, Stop Lighter Waste.
Like that. Door 50.
Okay, so Rex, have you ever thought how bizarre it is that I recently just started thinking about this, but like the whole concept of like opening drawers and then finding like a battery and having to like unscrew your thing.
That's true.
That's, like, really weird to me. Okay, so last time me and you did a figure, I ended up, like, missing a book over here, so I'm gonna be more thorough.
Oh, sure.
Okay, this is good.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. Alright, I got the paper. Ooh! That was way too close. He nearly got me there. He is having a weird walking pattern today, just be warned. Okay. You know what I'd almost do? I'd almost like start an alt account just to earn new badges. Cause that would just be really fun. Like, how many badges can you get in one run? Type of thing? I think that's all of them. Let's read. Okay, so the code right now is looking like it's
83595. Okay, I'm gonna turn down one more time and I'll meet you up there.
Alright, he's going pretty fast. 83595.
83.
Screwed up. Okay.
He's coming up.
Go, 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 go.
Woo!
That was close.
Go.
All right. How much you got?
Tip.
Okay. Tip the man. I actually found out that the please donate badge will actually give you exclusive stand in please donate. That's actually a really cool Jeff shop. So, yeah, that's cool.
Honestly, I think that Jeff is some of the best music in the game.
Okay, so I barely have anything left on my lighter.
My lighter's practically full.
So I just think, I don't really use the rift as it's intended to, if you know what I mean. Like, I usually just use it for the badge. I don't find it that useful, personally. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just there, and I mean, I guess it has some lore to it. Oh, great. We have a candle now.
What? It's this one right here.
That's going to make greenhouse a whole lot easier. So, I have a little bit of a confession to make, guys. I have never actually, never in my life have I ever, beat doors to player.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? The one thing that I'm really concerned about multiplayer is greenhouse. And also my iPad's curse.
I mean, there was a time where I joined a 4-player elevator and then they all I made it for 100, but
yeah. 12-player doors is a blast. It's chaos, but it's a blast. Okay. Now we split up.
Big one?
Or not. Okay.
I'll take the other side. Never mind.
Okay. Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Okay, so I've been thinking about, like, really subtle and creepy effects that would make doors just, like, ominous, I guess. And one of the coolest ones I thought of, I think, was...
Whoa, chill out.
Stay downstairs. Stay down in the basement. Man, okay, where are you?
I'm heading out of the basement right now.
Okay, good. Rush just came. So, yeah. It hurts. Been bad. Okay. I don't actually think I got screeched once in there. Maybe that's because I have a flashlight, but still. Let's look around here. Ah! Dupe. Okay, so, not that door. Man, we are kind of tripping up here. It's a good thing. Where are you? Ooh. Okay. Be good. Okay. Here we go.
Here.
So, do you have the skull key?
I thought you grabbed the skull key.
Okay, that is like the best prank to play on friends here.
I know. Watch.
Queen Shadowheart plays it on me every single time we are in this room, and it gets annoying. So, do you want me to carry you when we get to door 100?
No.
I don't know how to do it to play, really. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Go. So, really ominous and creepy effect. Think of this. You walk into the courtyard, but that door that is usually, like, closed. The door that's usually closed at the end of the courtyard. I think that's eyes. Yeah, that's eyes. Okay. Imagine what actually happened is that door is open, but except it's opened like someone came out through there. That would be kind of cool. You can take that lighter if you want.
Okay.
I like how we can, like, dump lighter fuel into different lighters, but we can't hold two at the same time.
Wait, did you get the battery?
Oh, that's right. We do need that. Key. Oh, there it is. All right. So I'm going to guess that sometime after Second Seek, we are going to get... Oh, what was that? We're going to get Halt. Because of my curse. Actually, you know what? Oh my gosh, what is wrong with this? What? Whew. That, I don't know why, like, I usually end up, my screen will end up, like, tilting to the side. Whenever I do seek, and it's really annoying. Oh yeah, what door is it? It is crossed out. So that's... Oh, no. We need a lockpick.
Why?
Door 100.
Oh, I have 2.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's... Okay.
Oh, I found the key.
Okay, great. Let's just check in here. Just a wardrobe. We're good.
Yeah, it should be 85. I don't hear anyone rumbling. But I heard Lynette.
Well,
we're sorry.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I don't think it's going to end up mattering that much.
True.
Because we both have the herb, so. Okay, that's the one. Oh, man. Oh! Ambush, guys. All right, get out. Whew. Get in. Okay. Let's go. I got the badge. So we know we're good now. Okay. You were I don't like that. I'm already kind of shaky after ambush. Alright, so but I would say like what, 25 minutes in?
Just about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so yeah. Alright, so before we continue forward, let's take a moment here, set up our recording booth over here, sure, and we'll talk about our run so far, so.
Alright, yeah, like a halfway interview, even though we're way over halfway.
Right.
Well, I feel like not special of a run. I mean, we just got ambushed, which was specialer. So I feel like that was good. And then chasing, chasing. We were like right at the loft.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, pretty solid doors run. Not too upset about it.
Okay, so I think we did pretty good. And, you know, at this point, if you're going to die to an entity, what do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be figure.
I feel like Rush may do some damage. Perhaps. I really don't know at this point. I'm really hoping not.
Yeah.
So I have a flashlight. Do we want to go the left side, right side strategy? Or do we kind of just want to do it?
First notch lighter right now. I don't know.
My flashlight is at complete full. Okay. Plus, I have a candle. So, yeah. All right. So, how are we going to do this? Are we going to wait at every room?
Because
you know that, like, first room is safe. Okay. So, I think the flashlight will work for both of us. Good luck.
Oh, look.
All right, get ready. I'm still too close to mine. Oh, you're good, you're good. Ah, get in one. Go, go, go. No. Man.
I was stuck in that. I was stuck in the snare animation.
All right. Snares are the only ones that you can actually get killed on.
Well, right, but
all right.
Wait,
door 100.
Yeah.
Okay, if you stand here. Sometimes you can see some of the bricks move. Anyway.
All right, Pretzel, you got this.
Yeah. Okay, so we got lockpicks, which is what we need. I'm hoping to get expert tech because that's one of the badges I haven't gotten from my old account. Mm. Plus all of the crucifix badges. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we just wait here. So, number one, I'm really kind of still shaky from doing that. it's really difficult two-player, as you guys just saw proof of. Yeah, extremely difficult in two-player.
You know what?
I think
we should give Figure a better name. You know?
Really? Okay.
Figure's kind of boring. But then, like,
yeah.
It'd be, like, a boring name, like John.
Hmm. So, a what serious about, like, name or not serious one?
What about, like, Ezra? Because, like,
exotic.
I don't know. Because I have, like, a semi-good friend named Ezra, and he's really kind of scary. So, you know, that's my thought process through that.
Are we thinking of the same person?
I don't know. Are you thinking of Ezra?
You know, we gotta have him on the podcast sometime.
Oh, we should.
Yeah. I don't know. This guy's like green. I'm thinking maybe Deborah.
Well, I don't know. Deborah's pretty good.
Here's the question. So, Figure comes out of a little closet thing with a pile of meat in it. So, my question is, does the meat... Oh, okay, hang on. I just got an invitation from somebody. Nope, I had to ignore that. Sorry, person. Okay, so, Guiding Light has not yet appeared. I don't really care. Let's do this. Hey, Ezra.
Oh, slash Deborah.
Woo! Whoa, he's been weird. What? He never goes. Huh. He never does that. Did they update him? Okay, well, welcome to the Rift. Because why not? We're going to put a candle in here. Okay.
You know what would be funny?
What?
If, like, when Deborah/Ezra saw you, like, you got stunned for a second, you look so much like Zeke. Like, imagine the AI worked that way.
Huh.
I mean, it would.
It would be annoying.
No, but...
Okay, let's see. We got this. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we have a rare room here where we have Zeke's eyes above the elevator. This is, like, the only time that Zeke's eyes appear.
Other than...
Not before a chase.
Right.
Oh, you're kidding me, right? No, I'm not believing that. Okay. So now we kind of sit here and watch his pattern. So, we're going to see. So, first off, I don't really see him.
No. Show your...
Okay. Now I hear him. So, he comes, yeah, out through there and into that hallway.
Mm.
Then down, stops to roar.
He takes a little roar break.
Yeah. Goes around there. Simple, right? Then he roars. And does what? What does he do? Then he comes through and across. Okay. So I'm still pretty nervous. I have 2 out of 10. And then he kind of stops. Oh, and then he comes around there. And then we're going to see if he roars. Yep, he does. Walks around.
And then comes back.
And goes back in. Alright, so pretty simple. Suspiciously simple, I would say.
Yes, no. Down. Roar into the ground.
Okay, I'm in.
Beautifully.
Yeah, he's... Huh.
No, nice.
Suspicious. Figure, where are you?
Ezra?
Deborah or Ezra? Where are you?
Here.
I'm not hear his footsteps there. Man, I can't hear his footsteps. Okay, so this has been going for like 40 minutes.
Yep. Not quite a speed run, but
yeah. Oh, for sure not a speed run.
That would have been sub 20.
That was the time that I wish I had a holy hand grenade. Man, I don't know where he is.
Me neither.
I was just gonna go for it there, but... I hate being stuck in this room. Because it's kind of like you have to wait for him to be, like, in a corner, basically.
Yep.
Because any of the other ways he can find you.
Right. Alright. 40 mark. Now, officially. And if these viewers watching think we're chaotic, no, we know that those 46, but our first run was 6 before we got mixed up. Oh, it's 40.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna wait for him to come out here. Okay. There we go.
Nice. Is that all of them?
Yep.
Nice.
So I say we wait for him to go around another lap.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go.
Burn! Sorry, Ezra / Deborah.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Go.
Odd.
Let's hope that's right. Perfect. That's it. Let's go. Okay, here we go. 6. Oh, please, please, please. 4, 2, 7, 8. That's it. Let's go, expert tech.
Now run.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I will.
You don't be a coward.
I love having an item out in the cutscene.
Yeah.
Makes it so much cooler.
Post it.
Seek, you beat doors.
Amazing. And you finished.
There we go, folks.
Our 50 minute, which is about 40.
Ooh, and buddy system. I know that I didn't have that. That's weird. Okay. Well, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So I got 197 knobs. I escaped a floor. I survived 100 rooms. I have 500. Okay. Here's the thing, and I don't think Elsplash has fixed this yet. Several people have complained that the leftover gold at the end isn't the same amount that it is that you have. So I had 590 gold left over. It said I had 580 gold. I played with one friend, so that's 10% more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I tripped up a couple times there. I had door 100. That was nerve-wracking. Nearly didn't make it through the greenhouse because there were, like, two rushes who spawned back-to-back. Rex sadly died. I defeated Ezra. Ezra is on an upper mine shaft for some reason, doing something. Which brings up the question, what do you think we were mining indoors? Like, what do you think people were mining for? Is it what, like, caused the entities to happen?
True. You know, you never really know. You just can't hear.
I keep making Garten of Banban references. And this one, I gotta say, you know, maybe it's kind of like Jyvanium, where they brought the creatures to the... to life with this material, perhaps.
See. Mm-hmm.
It would be so funny though if it ended up being like doors floor 3, and like
I feel like they
pull- man, that would just be awesome. Okay, well, I think now it's time to close out today's episode. Well, guys, that is it for today's episode.
It was.
I do hope you enjoyed it. And if anyone actually did stay through this whole thing, I'm impressed. I do hope you guys liked it. That was one of our first to come of our
live gameplays.
Live gameplay. That's right. So, Rex, obviously, you got some things to say.
Of course I do. So, if you guys found that very fun and you want to see more like but with different games or different stuff, well, that's perfect because that's what Apple Podcast Review and Spotify's Q&A are for. So, don't forget to an answer and rate on both platforms.
Yeah.
Whichever one you are on. And, yeah. Oh, wait. Don't forget, you can still join the George group. That is GOERGE. George
group. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell George. Yeah.
Well. All right. See you next time, guys. Of course, we do hope you enjoyed today's episode. And until next time, guys, I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
And I'm Ezra. and I'm blind. Sure. Okay. Bye. Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.